All right. Tonight, you're going to go into a deeper dimension of praying in the spirit. You've been praying in the supernatural now quite some time. Chantel, I'm asking y'all to get together an outline. Get this outline together for me. This outline from the day I sent you. Get them girls together with you and get them outlined so they can have this outline. Same outline I got on this phone. There are some direction. Turn to, let's see what scripture I want you to turn to. Ephesians 6:18. What they're going to do is make your prayer life more effective. You're going to know exactly what you're doing. Your communication in the spirit will be educated. In other words, you're going to educate yourself. The Holy Spirit is going to educate you in making contact in the spirit in prayer time. This happened to me at 3 o'clock this morning, and I sat and I was taught at 3 o'clock this morning, and I was contemplating whether to pass it on now. It's knowing how to pray in the spirit more effectively. So I'll give you a few numbers. We'll pray over a few things while she's going to get it on paper for you. How can we truly connect with God in a way that transcends our earthly limitation? Can y'all get that back there, boys? Put that on the board. We're going to pray over it. How can we truly connect with God in a way that transcends our earthly limitation? Now, actually, you're going to be talking about praying in the spirit, but it's going to pull some cover off of praying in the spirit that's going to create a deeper dimension of intimacy in your prayer life. Because I want you trained. I'm constantly training you. And so there's an intimacy. I'm reading it for the fourth, fifth time, but it's for a reason. How can we truly connect with God in a way that transcends our earthly limitation? In other words, everything that try to happen to you down here, everything you need to get done for somebody else in some way in the spirit realm. You know, I had the opportunity to get three policemen saved with their guns and all on. Got them all saved because the spirit transcends their position and everything, gun and everything. So here we're talking about knowing how to pray in the spirit, growing and developing a more spirituality in praying in the spirit. And it'll make you want to come more. It'll make you want, because you don't know what's going to happen. It cannot be a routine, or as I said, praying in the spirit has to be a revelation. It has to constantly... it's a revelation and a relationship constantly opening up, bringing you beyond worldly standing. You got that? See, it's a revelation, and it produces a relationship that makes you hungry, makes you want to do it, not because you don't want to come here, this to it, online, listen to me. You don't want to come here just to it and just receive the same thing. In other words, intimacy, that's it, Lord, thank you. Intimacy must come closer, and it must have a drawing power on you. I don't know what he's going to say today. You're talking to your personal private as you're praying with us as a group, but you don't know what he's going to say today. That's my excitement. I don't never know what he's going to say, and he's going to say something that you wouldn't get no other way. So let's read that scripture, Jerry. Ephesians 6:18, and start praying, and then I'll stop and give some more when they bring it out.
Ephesians 6:18. Let's read. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and washing down too with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Notice you use the word supplication twice.
Yeah.
You need to look that word up. Leroy, left out of here. That word supplication, we need to, that word supplication, you need to know what it is. because he used that word twice. Mm-hmm. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Supplication in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication. That is, again, for all saints. What do you mean?
Humble petition.
And an earnest request. So that's supplication. You're tapping. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You're tapping supernaturally into the supplies of the spirit. Okay. See, these thoughts come through my spirit because I study all the time. You're tapping into supernatural kotale shikite, supernatural supply of the spirit. Every time we pray in tongues, we're tapping into supernatural supply. Some we understand, some we don't, but we got them both.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't going to tell you too much ahead of time because he don't want you to mess yourself up. You know, God can become overwhelming. You know that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, God can become where you can't stand and hear another word from him. You're about to fall out. And you want to get up. You want to get in that realm sometime.
Yes, yes.
That almost say, don't say nothing else, God. Because his vocabulary, his words are loaded. And then as you pray in the spirit, you're going to be more of a discerner. Write that down. More of a discerner. Discerner. You transitioning in the spirit realm to see, to hear, to understand, to activate. Whoa, whoa. See? You get a, that's what prayer, that's why we come here. Online, listen to me. We're going to, I have to keep saying it, we're going into apostolic training of getting deeper in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
At prayer time.
Thank you.
All right? All right, now. So we're going to pray. Go ahead and pray over that voice. Hot, hot, hot. All right, Donnell, y'all keep praying. Donnell, get the people on the line. Make sure we get this outlined to them also. And so we're going to need to download it online, right? Your whole prayer life about to change. Look at this second one. Listen. What does it mean to pray in the spirit? And how can it transform our relationship with God? Question. What does it mean to pray in the spirit, and how can it transform our relationship with God? In other words, it cannot be a routine. What y'all sat down for? Y'all who sat down. Cannot be a routine. You can't let it turn into a routine. Praying in the spirit, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Is always revelation. Now, all this is not going to be on the paper. It's in my interpretation as I'm going through it. Praying in the spirit is always, you always be prepared for fresh revelation about your situation. can hear you. In other words, whatever you may be dealing with at that given time, you're not praying about that, but you're praying in the Spirit. So what? Let me read this to you again. What does it mean to pray in the Spirit, and how can it transform our relationship with God? All right, so your relationship, you get closer. Here's another one. These questions touch the very core of our spiritual journey. So each time we come here on Thursday, we on a... See, if you're not on a spiritual journey, you never left the car. And the spiritual journey is not based on how you feel. It is based on a supernatural fact that you cannot meet God and nothing happen. So some of your traditional bridles will have to be pulled off, and you're going to have to be open to flow. Praying in the Spirit, if you're not willing to flow, if you routine in the Spirit, I'll say it this way, you're going to miss the redeem part. Regular. Nothing regular. This Thursday night, nothing regular about it. Nothing regular about saints coming together in the hundreds and petitioning God and wanting to tap into the supernatural and wanting God to take over. So each time we come here, I'll read this. When you're talking about praying in the Spirit, these questions touch the very core, C-O-R-E, of our spiritual journey. So we're here tonight, not on a regular Thursday night, but we're on a spiritual journey. And on that journey, the Lord is such a gentleman, you can be praying for somebody else and he'll answer for yourself. He's going to tell you what you need to do. Now, the Lord don't always make a whole sentence. He sometimes leave blanks for you to pick it up in the Spirit. When you, yeah, but he put it in you, but he leave it blank. That's what I got to understand. I was setting my grandson. I put that outline in his phone. I don't want him sitting here babbling, not knowing, not having, well, I can say it this way, not having divine expectation. It's a spirit realm. And you get enveloped in it, all right? We're going to pray in a minute. So when you're talking about what we're exploring, a profound practice of how to pray in the Spirit. And some of the things I've said to you already have opened some doors and windows. Here's an example. Imagine a radio finely tuned to pick up signals from afar. Pick up signals from afar.
Yes, sir.
We don't supposed to be picking up no down road signals here.
No.
Or Louisiana signal. Or Donald Trump signal. Huh? You, as an individual, not the whole crowd, we as a group, we're together, but as an individual, you're supposed to be picking up some signals. Signals you can't explain. Signals you need help on. Signals out of the Spirit. Then the excitement will come. Then the thrill will come. You don't have to just push yourself to come pray. Because you don't know what's going to happen. And it's not going to happen at the house. not what happened here. You see it?
Yeah.
See the Holy Ghost. Apostolic, the Holy Ghost want to open this up to us. Let's see what else I can say here. Imagine radiophonic tune to pick up signals from afar, just as this device can receive message from great distances. Our spirit can be attuned to communicate with God in ways beyond our physical senses. So this trend is apostolic. I got to train you something. So it has to come to the point where when you come here, you move beyond standard. You're not in a standard conversation. You're talking to somebody who knows everything. And I mean, it got to become a reality to you. I mean, it can't become a feeling. You can't put this down to a feeling. This is a divine fact that you have taken your time to come and talk to Almighty God, people from all over the world with us, talk to Almighty God, something ain't going to happen. I'll give you this one, then we'll pray a few more minutes. This is the essence of praying in the Spirit, a divine connection with God that surpasses human understanding. Let me give you that again. Wow. This is the essence of praying in the Spirit. Now I'm gonna give you all this. I'm gonna hide nothing, I want you to have it. All I'm doing is apostolically explaining it, but it was taught to me last night. Through another person. But you had to be in the Spirit to catch it. Listen to what it said. This is the essence of praying in the Spirit. You know, because we're trying to get finished. And that's normal. That's your body. And that's normal. We're trying to get it 7. What time we finish? 7:15, right? Yeah, we're trying to get finished, man. We're trying to get this thing done. But once we can train one another to get in the flow, yes, you're going to see what time it is because you won't know what time it's over. But, oh, my. It has no finish. What we're doing here, 7:15, don't mean nothing. Because he'll get in the car and go all the way to Baton Rouge start telling you stuff that you need to know. You follow what I'm saying? And then I'm going to use some words here that the church might not use too much. Divine excitement. Excited about coming here with you. Man, just excited, but you're going to have that excitement, you're going to have insight. And this is what we're having to do tonight. I don't know what the Spirit is going to do. I just try to follow him. But this insight going to produce excitement, and the excitement going to produce enlightenment. Because you're going to have expectation beyond routine, stepping off into revelation at prayer. You listening? Let me read this to you again. I want you to get it. This is the essence of praying in the Spirit, a divine connection with God that surpasses human understanding. You got it on the board for you, right? All right, let's pray. Shut up, Lebo Katala. Prosecute it up. Don't let up. Shut up. Press in. Atatala Yeshakoya. Ha 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 ha. Sukutelebo Hasakoya. Ura Escotala Mandata. Elebo Ruba Baba Basata. Talala Basata. Ta 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 ta. Shall I let me go to this? Urehe Katalabasa Tata Y'all keep praying. See what my God's doing. That machine, them machines ought to work faster than that. Shada Rabba Shaka Tata Rokochi. Rabba Sata Kasha Takasha Ra Iskotoro Pashike. Ah! Urorosha Kata Tara Tata Tata. Tarabasa Kasha Tara Tata Tata Tata. Dara Tata 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 Koshi Jiji. Tarababa Sata Takasha Tata Tata Tata. Write this down. It's not just what you're saying, it's what you're hearing. Very important. In prayer, not just what you're saying, it's what you're hearing. If you're hearing, if you're not hearing nothing, you're not listening. You're just talking. Prayer can never be a one-way street. So you got to have your mouth and your ear in coordination. Very important. The prayer is not you just talking to God. God said, let me say something. And he'll say it while you're talking. And it'll be clear because he run everything. So in other words, you don't have to stop. He don't have to stop you talking for to talk to you. Y'all better listen.
Yes, sir.
See, God talk while you talking. So he give you the mind to keep praying in the spirit, but yet at the same time to understand something he's saying.
Yes.
So let's say it this way. It's not a regular call. The person on the other end too smart for you. They can tell you something while you're talking. That's how powerful he is. And see, we need to know these things in order to understand how powerful these are the most powerful moments in the world. No other organization, no other group. I don't care if they're in the White House, I don't care where they're at. Nobody can call a stronger meeting than this. When we know what we're doing, and when we know how to talk and listen in the spirit. What? Talk and listen what? Talk and listen where? In the spirit. There's no other group or individual more powerful in the world. See, actually, we the one deciding what's going on. Not the one at home. Those of you out here and those of you online, we deciding what's going on. If I could say it, they can't make a move without us. Now, see, that sounds braggadocio, but that's just a fact. The spirit world runs everything. And the spirit world run everything by two man forces. Well, you got to preach and you got to be ministered to, but prayer and meditation. All right?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and pray. Glory. Ha ta ta la ta ta. Sha ta 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 ta. Sha ta 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 ta. Ru ba 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 so ko. Tere sha ta 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 ko shi. Tora ko shi tere di di di. Sha ta ta ko shi ke tere. Ra ba 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 sa ka sha ta. Oh my, ta ta la ka sha. See, if you're always looking for something in the spirit, I've been looking for 51 years. You're always looking. My pastor was the same way, boy to daddy. He always was looking in the spirit realm. You'll find it. You'll find it. It's a lesson he won't get to you. He'll get it through somebody else. Now, you can't be too proud and think you so smart. Y'all see how many online? Huh? How many here? Can somebody give me that number here? Give me that number here. 100 here. So that, huh? That's included in there? Okay, so it's 329 on the line and 100 in here. Right? All right. What I was talking about before I got over here? What did you mean? So you're always searching. If you look for it, find out. All right, I'm going to give you something. They're going to talk about on this paper, you're going to get some essential aspect of praying in the Spirit. The first thing is, and you would know this, but I want you to, it's always offering insight. In other words, when you come here, you're leaving here with some insight. Well, you leave me with a whole lot of insight tonight, unless you dull the hearing. But insight in the spirit realm, all right? Now, from that insight, very important, say very important.
Very important.
Practical steps to take. That will cause you to embrace what was revealed to you. Practical steps. In other words, you'll see what to do. You'll know what to do. And then you pull your faith out and do it. Then it's all on God. I'll say this to you. The Holy Spirit is our divine helper. How many agree with that? Our comforter and guide in prayer. So he's our divine helper. He's our comforter. And he is our guide in prayer. Now you're going to take all this home with you. They're getting together now. This whole outline, I want you to have it, and I want you to study it, and I want you, what you do is, I'll start in my prayer time praying it on a daily basis so I can get it down in me all going on while I'm praying in the Spirit. When we pray in the Spirit, we're not just reciting words. We're engaging in a deep spiritual communion with God. Let's pray on that. Let me give it to you again. When we pray in the Spirit, we're not just reciting words. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
We're engaging in a deep spiritual communion with God. Now remember, he talking and you talking.
Yes, sir.
So that's why you need to keep yourself with you, a phone or something. Because when he speak to you, now I'm telling you right now, the enemy, he going to give you a secret. And you think you're going to remember it? No, the enemy is going to steal it. I've had many robbers until I stopped being stupid. And I recorded. I miss him every now and then now because he says so much. But he's going to begin to talk to you more. All right? You ready for it? All right, let's pray in the Spirit. Halala ba shakota. Halala ba shakota. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Baba. Oh, Mama. Thank you, Lord. Shara ta ta ta. Ruba ba 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 sa koshi tiri. Ruba ba 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 sa ta. Ra ra ba sa koshi tiri tiri. Ra ta 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 ta. Ra ta 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 ta. Ta 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 ta. Ta 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 ta. All right, turn to Romans 8:26. Here's a statement I want to make to you. How important this is, what we're doing tonight. If they don't have this paper finished when we finish, it's important enough to stay all night and lose your job just to have that paper. I'm trying to emphasize how powerful it is. Listen now, but you got to let the Holy Spirit pull the cover off. See, when you're reading in the spirit world, you're really not feeding until the Spirit starts feeding you. And what I saw, I mean, I stayed up all night. What I saw, in essence, I saw an apostolic training that's going to kick praying in the spirit or intercessory prayer into another realm. And then when I'm watching out, he might send it from anywhere. So you can't be too high-minded not to receive it. See? So even some of y'all have been praying 25, 30 years with me. I know a long time. But I'm telling you, that an opening is coming. Now, people who don't want to come to prayer are coming. What is that heifer doing to be so blessed? She praying. She ain't your heifer either. You the heifer. But you understand what I'm saying? We need to make people jealous. We get so close to God, and God be kissing on you. So why God kissing on her so much? Y'all got to go in the spirit realm now. Y'all can't keep me out here. You see, there's such a hear the word come. Intimacy about to be developed in your life. You'll never forget this night.
Thank you.
Pass them out. Somebody help them. How many pages is it? is 17 pages per person? I give it to them. I want them to have it. They don't need to study, though. All of that. That's the same thing I got on this here. Right. All right. I'll probably preach it to them for a little bit. Let it, where y'all go get it out. Don't y'all lose it. You ain't getting no more. 17 pages. Pray while we're doing it. Cha-da-la-ba, shout out, shout out.
We're praying as much as we can, so I'm about to open some more.
Okay, all right. I ain't over that many.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 3 or 4 pages, you know, that's the way I think. Cha-da-la-ba, shout out, shit. They're praying some more, so if you don't get none. Cha-da-la-ba, shout out, shout out, shit. I ain't know it was 17 pages. Yeah. Cha-da-la-ba, shout out, shout out. It's big. I don't know, what you mean it's big? Huh? The information, yeah, it's a lot of information. That's a lot of information. I tell our Kosha, tell our Baba Sata. Tell our Lassa Kosha to the Koshi. The Lassa, oh yeah. Tell our Baba Shoko Tiri. To the Roba Sata Tata. Tell our Kosha Koshi Tiri. To the Kosha, tell our Baba Sata. Tell our Lama Soko Shidi. The local shed and our cousin. And he. Tell our Kasha Tarokoshi. We read Romans 8:26, but didn't read it. Read it. Well. Yeah, shut up. Read, Jerry. They read behind you.
Okay, let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we shall pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he make intercession for the sin according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
All right. Some of y'all got your paper. Right under there is a beautiful reminder that we're not alone in our prayer journey.
Okay.
And then number 4, the Spirit understands our deepest needs, even when we can't articulate or express them. When we pray in the Spirit, we tap into this divine assistance. We allow the Spirit to guide our prayers, to express our heart's desire in ways we may not be able to. It doesn't mean we become passive in prayer. Rather, it means we become more attuned to the Spirit prompting.
Amen.
See, you baptized with the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues is outside of getting saved is one of the greatest things that ever happened to you. And what are you going to do now? With you studying that personally, it's going to make you a better student in the Spirit, a better participant. Now, you can't take that and lay it down on the dresser. Apostle have shared something with you that he believed God shared with him to bring to the body, that he's going to make all of us grow up in the Spirit. And then the little things, notice I said that, the little things we're dealing with, we're about to get into those things and find out what's going on and deal with them.
Thank you, Paul.
Because we're going to be so much insight. I lack under number 7A, we learn to listen as much as we speak. Now, y'all know to some degree we've been in a danger zone now. Because you have to train in the Spirit to do that. You're not going to do that automatically. So when I'm praying in tongues, I'm listening. If you notice, I'll be writing stuff down. I'm listening. He is talking. See, You cannot talk in God's language and he don't talk back. That's why praying in the spirit is so deep. You got Jude 20, building yourself in your most holy faith. 1 Corinthians 14:2, you're speaking mystery. In the spirit, 1 Corinthians 14:2 says you're speaking not under man, but under God. Howbeit, in the spirit, you're speaking mystery. Let me tell you something. Being able to function in your mystery sides of life calls you to be ahead all the time. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Read that. Here. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Is up there already? Download praying in the spirit. Okay. What do you got there? I don't know what that. I ain't saying nothing about that.
14:2.
Where, Jerry? You got it. Where?
1 Corinthians 14:2. Let's read. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speak not unto man, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaks mystery.
Now what happened? The Bible reveals to us, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, what Matthew 13:11. We're going to close on Matthew 13:11. I'm just trying to show you where we're going. 13:11-12, I think it is. Mysteries. Understanding never comes without abundance. Our lives as Christians supposed to be a mystery, but not a mystery to us. So our praying in the unfolding of the mystery zones. When we're praying in the spirit, praying in the spirit is a divine mystery calculator. It goes in that realm and speak back to you in your language to let you know what is being said over here, because everybody can't hear what's being said over here. See, sinners can't hear that because it don't belong to them. You understand what I'm saying? So, I got to close. Your life's supposed to be a mystery, but not a mystery to you.
Right.
See, because that verse says, you're speaking not unto men. Read it again. One more time, we're about to leave if you do. Well, 14:2, isn't it? Now, y'all taking care of the people on the line? Somebody holler to me out the office. All right.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speak not unto man, but unto God. For no man understand him, howbeit in the spirit he speak mystery.
All right, let's close with this. There's no mysteries to God.
Amen.
So actually what that's saying, I'm getting out of my spirit now, what that's saying is, when we are functioning in the spirit, God is letting us know what he knows about the situation, about the attack, whatever it is. He let you know what he know about it. And he is saying, He said, this is what I would do about that. And if you follow through with that, he backs you up. All right? All right, we just missed Jerry. We just a minute. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Now you got to wait around if you don't have none. They run this. How many sheets is it? 17 sheets. So you got to wait around if you ain't got none. I wouldn't go home without it. In the days to come, I don't know when, but you studied, so you'll be up to par, because I'll probably bring out some more revelation out of my spirit about the whole deal.